Tennessee might not be done yet suing the federal government. Earlier this week, the state joined Texas and 9 others in a case that challenges the Obama administration's stance on transgender students. Now, top lawmakers are pushing State Attorney General Herbert Slattery to make up his mind about another lawsuit over refugee resettlement. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Slattery has been keeping his thoughts about whether to sue over refugees to himself. All a spokesman will say is that he's still weighing the options. But Senate Majority Leader Mark Norris says he's spoken to the Attorney General recently and believes he has some insight. Norris says the Attorney General thinks the state has a case but wants to get it right.
He wants to take his best shot, quote unquote. He wants our sovereignty to be upheld in an appropriate court, so he doesn't take the decision lightly.
Norris has been one of the biggest supporters of a lawsuit. He thinks Tennessee isn't getting the full picture about where refugees are coming from and who they are. He wants to sue the federal government for more oversight of the resettlement program. Governor Bill Haslam, meanwhile, has reservations about suing, but he's leaving it to Slattery to decide. If the Attorney General isn't willing to sue or procrastinates, Republican lawmakers say they'll hire their own attorneys. With the transgender lawsuit underway, Norris hopes to get an answer from Slattery on the refugee suit as early as next week. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.